joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this evening's 2-1 win over Corinthian Casuals. Alan, two games in, 6 points. It's been a good few days.
Always good Saturday, not so good tonight. We didn't play well. I didn't think we didn't keep the ball well, and couldn't find a new opening. I think Saturday was excellent. I thought we'd done really well, and yes, 6 points is good, and I'm pleased with that. But not pleased with the performance. I thought was sloppy second half. The atmosphere and the change rooms totally different than it was Saturday. I didn't think I managed very well tonight, to be honest. I thought I could have managed a bit better, and you know, so we're all in together, and it's a bad. You know, I thought it wasn't very good, and that's it. We'll pick ourselves up. We've got 6 points in the bag, and we'll go again and make sure it doesn't happen again on Saturday.
Like you said, we did look solid on Saturday, less so tonight, but we created more chances going forward tonight than we did Saturday.
We did, and we should do, and the game plan was to get the ball out wide and get balls in the box, and we've done it to a certain extent, but I think the quality let us down. I can't knock the lads' effort, it never can, but I think the quality all round let us down a bit, to be honest, you know.
You said Saturday when we spoke, strikers aren't worth tuppence unless they score goals, but Saïd Sanko showed his worth tonight, two great goals.
He's worth about a pound now, he is. No, he scored two goals, and he's worked hard and he's earned tonight. Didn't think Bobby played very well, and he's done it himself tonight, to be honest. So I'm pleased for the lad and two good goals, and if it wasn't for them two moments of madness, we could have been, you know, come off a defeat there, to be honest, because their goal was pathetic, what we conceded, to tell you the truth. From I think he's centre-half, he's run 40-50 yards to score from there, and it wasn't very good at all. So yes, thank God for Shahid, and I'm pleased for the lad, and he's, you know, he's committed to us now, and he hadn't scored a goal all pre-season, and he's come and scored 3 in 2 games, so well done him.
And if we are struggling up front, which we're not at the moment, but if we are, you stick Gavin Carter out there, can't you? He was denied a hat-trick tonight.
He's a good lad, Gav. We'll miss him for the Horsham game. He's had to go away, and it'd be a big miss. And I think he's done excellent. He is dangerous, and he can't play midfield, and he can't play centre-forward. He's bad in every position. No, but he's a good lad, and you know, we will miss him. And he could play up there. He has played up there before.
Casuals clearly came looking for a draw. Even in the first half, they started time wasting. How pleased were you that we stuck at our task and gradually ground them down?
The pleasing thing was, and I don't think it would have happened last season, the most pleasing thing about tonight, to tell you the truth, was scoring again. Because I think when we went 1-0 down, yes, the heads dropped, we were frustrated on the side, and actually coming back again, and it should have looked, I've got to give the lads a bit of credit for that, you know. But the most pleasing thing is obviously seeing the dressing room on the floor at the minute, me going in, having a go at the players, having a go at myself, to be honest, you know. And that's pleasing as well, because we want to do well in this league, we've got to make sure that we don't get carried away, and certainly our lads haven't.
There wasn't a lot of protection for our players out there. The visitors were showing little Corinthian spirit. How did you rate the ref?
I thought we should have had a penalty first off. I fouled, but I didn't take much. You know, referees is the hardest job in the world, like, you know, and I like the competitive side of things, so I was all right with that, to be honest. I was all right.
Wes Goggin went off. Was that tactical, or is that something we should be worrying about?
No, Tory wasn't injured. I just didn't think he was doing that. It could have been anybody. It's unfair on just saying about Wes. It could have been anybody we dragged up, but we decided to try to kill the game a bit, and we decided to try to you know, make it more impact in there by playing a 3 and a 4 across the middle to stop them getting out. And I didn't think it worked. I'm not saying it was a wrong decision to take Wes off, but the shape we went to, we didn't think it worked really. So you know, I probably put myself on a little bit more pressure. And so that's when myself comes into it, where I probably should, yeah, we should have done things a little bit better, I think, you know.
How important is our form here at Kingsmeadow going to be this season?
It's massive. It's like in this league, like, you know, it's not like, you know, people get carried away with the home and away, because, but we're all right away from home, because we take our fans with us, and you know, it's like playing at home at times, you know. So it's not you know, it's not a problem playing at home away. We just attack games, and I'll be going down there to watch them play Horsham tomorrow night at Dulwich, and we'll prepare right, and we'll be better on Saturday, and our performance will be better on Saturday.
Horsham got beat 5-1 Saturday just past. Is that going to be a dangerous thing for us?
Not at all. But the thing is, Simon, what's happened is it was 1-1 until 55 minutes, and their goalkeeper gets sent off, and that's when they scored 4. So, you know, it's wrong, really. It's just false, that's all. And that'll be a tough game, I guarantee you that. But we'll be prepared, and we'll be more prepared than we were tonight.